Miguel Cabrera strikes a pose in Cleveland as the Tigers begin a series with the Indians, and Miggy has always been comfortable hitting at Progressive Field.
The 1-1. Fly ball right field. Ball hit pretty well. This ball's going to carry, and it is gone. It's out of here. A home run for Miguel Cabrera.
Second consecutive game that Miguel Cabrera has played long ball the opposite way. This one, three-run variety.
Number two on the season for Cabrera, 4-0 Tigers.
Got a fastball count here. The 2-0. Swinging a fly ball left field, fairly deep. Going back is Guyer. He's looking up, and that ball is gone. A home run. Alex Avila goes opposite field, carries the big wall in left. A two-run shot. And the Tigers take a 6-0 lead in the sixth.
You know, watching Alex in other games, he was trying to go to the left side, stay to the left side, and we saw it in batting practice, going that way with that power. We knew he had that power, and to hit that home run over that high wall opposite field, that is big time right there. That's a Fago home run, the party pop for over 100 years. That's a big time swing by Alex.
That is not an easy place to go for a lefty power hitter. Opposite field over a 19-foot wall, and that was 10 rows up.
It sure was, just kept going. But
one more out to get. 286 last year for Chisenhall, 57 driven in. Here's the 0-1. Driven deep to right field, way back to the track, to the wall, and that ball is gone. It's going to be a grand slam home run.
And it's only 7-6. My goodness.
A pinch hit grand slam for Chisenhall, and the Indians are back within one.
Chisenhall sat in the on deck circle and watched how Rodriguez threw changeup after changeup to Almonte, and he knew that he was going to get something that was off speed, and he appeared to time it perfectly.
Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Avila throws down to complete a Tigers victory.
Whew, thank goodness.
The Tigers survive. 7-6 is your final. Miguel Cabrera now has 24 career home runs at Progressive Field, his third most in any ballpark, and Daniel Norris gets the win. He's allowed 3 earned runs or fewer in 21 straight starts dating back to 2015. This game got hairier than expected in the ninth inning, but Brad Ausmus sees his club improve to 7-3.
We got out of there with a win. I guess that's the way you look at it. It was ugly. We can't have a 6-run lead in the eighth and the ninth and have to use our setup man or our closer. We just got to pitch better before that. You know, Alex Wilson came in and did his job. We got to pitch better. We can't be walking guys and get behind guys. That just can't happen. That's not a formula for winning. And if it continues, we won't win. But we got through it tonight. Momentum is only as good as your next day starting pitcher. We feel pretty good about ours.
If you can just start tonight, then, by looking at the outing that Daniel Norris had over 6 innings, giving up just 2 hits, your thoughts on the way he threw the ball here?
Well, I mean, the numbers looked good in the box score, but he had trouble throwing strikes. He threw about 50% strikes, 50% balls. He didn't have his curveballs. In fact, I don't even know if he threw a curveball all night. He didn't feel it in the bullpen. So he's basically a 3-pitch pitcher. So he did an excellent job of gutting through it when he didn't have his best stuff or his best command, and ultimately got the win.
Obviously, Miggy may have found a groove. When did you think that maybe he had turned a corner with his bat?
Probably 3 or 4 days ago, he started swinging the bat better during games.
And Alex, with his opposite field power, what an asset that is to have back in the lineup. What does he mean to have him back there, not only behind the plate, but at the plate as well?
Well, he's a calming influence behind the plate for the pitchers, which is good. And he does have some power. I mean, that ball he hit the other way tonight, he crushed that ball. You know, to go the other way that high and that far, he got a hold of it. So he can do that. And he swung the bat well in the few at-bats he's had so far this season.
How important was this win for your team from the standpoint of getting up on the Tribe and starting off on the good foot as far as the season series against them is concerned?
Well, I mean, you know, in the division, you always want to beat your opponent. And certainly Cleveland is the defending champs, the American League champs. And, you know, a lot of people, most people picking them as a team to beat. So anytime you can beat them, that's a plus.
Alex Avila trying to make a mark in his second stint with the Tigers. He now has hits in 5 of his 8 at-bats this season.
First of all, start off with the outing that Daniel Norris had, because we don't want to forget about that. He was simply spectacular, giving up just two hits in his six innings. Why was he so good tonight?
Well, he was a little effectively wild today. He had a real good fastball organ today. We kind of abused that throughout the game. He was able to locate it for the most part away. Then we had to pick our spots going in. He had a little tough time going in with the fastball, but then mixing a changeup and slider in there with it. But he had a good fastball working today, and he pitched his heart out. We got a team that has a lot of opposite field power, through the lineup. So, it's just, when the pitcher's out there, you got to take what the pitcher gives you. And luckily that, our guys in the lineup, we have guys that can hit home runs to all fields. Well, they were putting good at bats. We struggled a little bit at times with, walking guys, which, always spells trouble, especially with this team. They don't give up as far as, giving away at bats. So, it was a good, harder fought game. Obviously, we definitely would have wanted it a little bit easier towards the end there. Didn't want to have to go to Justin or K-Rod there, but, sometimes that's the way it goes. And, over the course of the season, you kind of live and you learn, you're able to, use what you, learn from these games and, be able to try to apply them for the next ones.
A great pitching matchup awaits in game two of this series on Saturday. Justin Verlander makes the start for Detroit against Corey Kluber for the Tribe.